You just asked me why I have a hammer. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the mold. See, everybody who's over like 60 can remember that. It's a folk song, Andy.
I know that song, Jeff.
Do you? Awesome. Cool. We'll sing it later. Yay. Or most importantly, don't drop it on my foot. So, our brother Amos, who was a prophet, in the very first lesson that we heard today, said, I will talk to you about what God says. And God says, I will put a plumb line on the whole land. What's a plumb line?
That you get plums and you make it in a line.
You take plums and you put them in a line. Oh, very. It's a plumb line.
It's the pipe that's on the ground. That's plumbing. But yeah, close. Yeah. Any other guess what plumb line is? You can plant plums and a line of plum trees would be kind of a plum tree line. Those are all very, very funny answers. So, yeah, it's a Latin thing. And so plumbing is which is lead. If you like that word, any one of these, I'll show you what a plumb line is, because it's important that you have one. I'm not wearing it, I'm wearing part of the plumb line. Okay, so in order to make a plumb line, that's it. Well, I'm working on this. Should we have a second? Quick, but I'm not that quick. So one of the things you have to know about a plumb line is if you're going to make one, there's a certain knot.
To find out if
something is straight up and down. No, that's a level. That's a level.
That's. So here's the thing. If you don't have any way to know if something is standing up straight, you don't know because it could be a little bit. So can you stand up? Are you standing up straight? How would we know? Could we tell just by looking at you?
No.
Not really, because I don't have a sense of balance, I tend to be a little off on one side all the time, usually to the left. So they made a thing called a plumb line, and what a plumb line does is a plumb line figures out whether things are straight up and down. So it has to do with gravity. Okay, so come here a little closer. We're going to check. Let's see here. Let's see. We're going to find out if you're crooked. So what we're looking at is this line. This line, no matter what I do, will always be straight up and down because of gravity. I know I'm holding it, but even if... So if I go like this, what do you notice? I can't make it not be straight up and down. Even if I do like this, what happens? After a while, it's going to settle in and still be straight up and down. And so Amos said to God's people that God said, hey, I'm going to put a plumb line to find out if Raphael is straight up and down. Straight up. Is he righteous? Is he good? Is he kind to his sister? Does he often come to church? Actually, I get to do that with you because you're always here. Yeah, so that's what a plumb line is. And plumb lines are really important when you're building something because you can't like just put a square on it to find out if it's going to be straight up and down because you need two flat surfaces. So let's check something just... This, I've never done this before. I'm not absolutely sure I want to do it now. Come on with me. Let's see if things are straight here. I mean that in the building sense. Is that pretty? So here's one of the things about a plumb line. If you hold on to it, it's not plumb anymore. So is it pretty straight?
Yeah.
Kind of pretty good. Let's go check this over here. I don't know. There's some crooked stuff around here. So what we won't do is go outside and check the car. I promise you. So what do you think here? Let's check this. Is it pretty good? Oh, don't let it go. We have to let it settle in.
Nope.
Actually, I'm quite amazed. That's pretty darn straight. For a Lutheran church, that's really straight. All in all, that's not bad at all. So you hold it, and it's not the best plumb line in the world, because usually it's got a point. So the other thing that a plumb line is really good for is, how do you find a point exactly above this point?
You could fish it.
Do you just go, I think this is it? No. So plumb lines are wonderful. So you can hold this like this, and you can, if it had a point on it, like I would know that right here, where that point, plumb lines are handy. The problem that Amos had was that it turned out God's people weren't really following God's word. And so Amos said, look, we need to figure out a way to know whether we're following God's word. And what Amos will finally come to say to him is, look, you haven't been following God, because the
way of God is to love, mercy, and to justice. Those are the things that God does. Those are the things that God says. That's the plumb line. You know what isn't that thing called? Just what you want to do. That's not the right way. Because if we all think what we want to do, if God says, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to get a new scooter. Can I hear this? But if it was, and it didn't matter, and he said, you know what, if I have to take that from some of the other kids, I'm going to take it. Does that seem very plumb-bottish to you? Yeah, so we know that if we love one another, that's what God says as our plumb-bottom. As this
common sense.
It is kind of common sense, but there's some things that are just not very common sense about what God calls us to do. Things like love your enemy. Lord have mercy. But that's the plumb-bottom. Sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes it's really difficult. But always God says, I will be your plumb line. So that's what Amos says to Amaziah and to King Jeroboam, that God always sets this plumb line for us so that we know how to be in the world. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for your Son, Jesus, who helps us to know how we should be for one another, and that love should always guide us.
Let's begin.